This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he's deeply heartbroken after an on-duty police officer was shot and killed Monday night. 26-year-old officer Enrique Martinez and another person were killed in the shooting in Chicago's Chatham neighborhood. In a statement, Johnson says there will be justice for the officer's family. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability is investigating. The Chicago Board of Elections is confirming that the wrong ballots were given to some voters in the 4th and 6th wards Tuesday. Max Bever with the Chicago Board of Elections said the error happened in a limited number of precincts that are divided between multiple school board districts. Bever said the agency is aware of the issue and has corrected the problem. Still, candidates and campaign staff have reported ongoing issues. It's unclear how many voters have been impacted. There were delays this morning for voters at Ogden Elementary School in Chicago's Gold Coast neighborhood due to tech issues with the electronic poll books at the site. 12th Precinct resident James Cohoon showed up at 6 a.m.
They were telling us that everyone in Precinct 12 had already voted. And they know that we haven't because we're just standing here to do our vote.
Cohoon says he waited more than 2 hours before he could vote.
Due to this long time of waiting and frustration, unfortunately, there's people who are walking away. They're losing their vote. They're losing their voice. And, you know, you find it frustrating and maddening and stuff like that. So. Yeah.
Officials with the Chicago Board of Elections say a coding error from testing earlier Tuesday morning caused the problems. The issue has since been resolved. Chicagoans took to the polls Tuesday. WBEZ asked voters how they've been feeling.
I would say I'm nauseously optimistic.
I'm feeling very positive.
I always vote. It's my civic duty.
There's a lot of issues on the ballot right now for women specifically, so that is front runner for me.
I'm an educator, so I'm hoping that the world uses their education to figure out the right path.
It's quite refreshing, you know, finally having, you know, a woman, first of all, and then a woman of color. I may not get much sleep tonight. I'm hoping that we can close the doors to it tonight and not have to wait till like Thursday.
That's Piper Caudell, Chase Langston, Maureen Smith, Kate Coolis, Adriana Testa, and Doyen Aja Lori. They voted in Chicago's Ukrainian Village neighborhood. Weather for today, clouds, some lingering rain, still warm and mild, high near 68. Tonight, chance of evening showers, windy, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.